Some helpful conversations with Luang Pa Pramod from April 24, 2009.
I'm not sure how to watch the mind as you teach it.
Do you know what being angry is like? Do you know fear? Have you ever been worried, jealous, or upset?
Yes, I have.
How about happy or sad feelings? Do you know what those are like? Do you know what it is to want? Wanting this, not wanting that?
Sure.
Then you can watch the mind. Know what arises when it does. We are not to just sit and fixate our attention on the mind. We are to know what arises right after it has. If the mind is scared, know it. If the mind is excited, mean, happy, upset, just know it. Don't force anything. That's what watching the mind is about. There's really nothing to it.
I practice watching and knowing what happens.
Do you see the defilements often?
Yes, I do. I am able to just see them in a neutral way.
That's good. Whenever the mind is not neutral to what arises, just know that too. Just know things as they are. Your practice is fine, but keep at it diligently and be careful not to move in and interfere with the phenomena that arise. Also, when you're watching, you have a tendency to slip down towards the phenomena to watch them. Just know when this happens.
Should I practice sitting and walking meditation formally, or can I just watch my mind in daily life?
If you are able to meditate, it is a good idea. But when you do, make sure you don't force the mind to be still. That is what most people do. Remember these words: sit and watch the body and mind. Walk and watch the body and mind. Don't sit or walk and force the body and mind in any way. If you do apply force or start thinking, just know it after it happens.
Some helpful conversations with Luang Pa Pramod from February 28, 2009.
I have read your teaching and the practice of mindfulness in daily life. I think that I try too hard and must be holding my attention on mental phenomena too tightly. I know I'm supposed to just let the mind go and then, when it gets lost in thought, just know it. I'm not sure if I'm truly knowing or just thinking.
Don't worry about it. You're worrying too much. So the best practice for you is to know the mental states that arise after they have. Know when the mind is restless, and then quickly spot when the mind goes off to think. If the mind is happy, unhappy, nice or mean, just know it is as each arises. Only be the one that knows, right after the fact. Don't intently wait for phenomena or presume you will know what will arise. This will cause stress. Just know in a comfortable and relaxed way. You already know that your feelings change all day long, right? Everyone's do. The only small difference in your case will be that you know each time they do. When the mind is happy, unhappy, nice, or mean, you will know it. See the mental states change throughout the day. Take it easy and enjoy the practice. You can do it. It's not too hard. Often we catch ourselves lost in thinking for a moment, and then wonder, did I just know this correctly? Aren't I still just thinking? Here we need to know that we are doubting, or that we are curious. Knowing is always regarding the present moment. Just know there is doubt. If we know whatever arises in the present, we can't go wrong.
I have been doing a bit of formal meditation, but not really keeping tabs on how long or how often. Mostly, I practice watching the body and mind when I'm walking somewhere or doing housework.
Good.
I'm noticing that mindfulness is arising more and more often. Sometimes, the mind is stable and unattached to phenomena. When a thought arises, mindfulness sees it and it drops off. But often, it gets really stuck to the defilements. Then, I criticize and judge myself.
When the mind gets stuck in what arises, know it. if it then detaches from the phenomenon, know that too. Don't get angry at the mind for its antics. Have compassion for it instead. When anger or disliking arises, do your best to quickly see that it has. When we know in this way, the anger will drop off, and the mind will become more and more impartial to what arises.